Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I misunderstood this text. The 408 didn't say, did he throw a touchdown? He said, Steiny, did Garoppolo throw with touch yesterday? Oh, my goodness. He was throwing feathers out there.
To Manu Ball at times.
Feathers and pillows out there. Did he throw with touch?
Who was doing the game?
Man.
The former player. He killed
Vilma.
Yeah, good stuff, Steiny. He's pretty good. The first couple of series, though, your boy Jimmy was just throwing high. Cheech and Chong, high. A lot of his throws are just high.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
He got the dub.
That's all right. Would you rather have Garoppolo, who's got 12 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, something like that, or Kirk Cousins, who came in with 21 touchdowns, 2 interceptions? Damn. Now, you think about that for a minute.
And why Cousins is his team 5-6?
Hey, that's what I want to know.
Well, Zimmer could be on the hot seat.
I don't know. You know what else I was thinking, Goo? Man, I'm starting to look inside these numbers. We may have a real problem with Trey Lance, come to think of it.
See, now you're trolling. Yeah, because you don't mean.
And maybe this is unfair. You know, yeah. I said Jimmy Garoppolo was 6-4. I tell you what, he's closer to 6-3. Because when he left at halftime of the Seahawks-Niners game, guess what?
They were tied
7-7. So they went on to lose that game with Trey Lance playing the second half.
Now you're nitpicking.
I'm nitpicking?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm nitpicking.
But,
I mean,
what are you telling me about Garoppolo as a quarterback when it's all said and done? He's what I was in high school. Average.
I think he's a little better.
Better. So what is that?
Here's the thing.
Give me a word.
Hold on a minute.
Give me a word.
So you can
define.
You can get new information and change your mind, but you're not gonna on Jimmy Garoppolo, who's been one of the best quarterbacks in the league the last month.
Yeah, because there's stuff out there called fool's gold. But when it's go time,
how do you know
the better team?
How do you know what's fool's gold and what's not?
Because every time he drops back, you need a bottle of Pepto-Bismol, you know. And that's being real.
Yeah, get that spit out.
Yeah, you don't know. You just don't know.
Get that one, Spencer.
It's the second time he's done it, too. Bismol. They are a sponsor here. So.
Yeah.
If you have upset stomach,
Pepto-Bismol.
Indigestion, heartburn.
I said Bismol.
Bismarcky.
408 says feathers don't travel. No, but they have a lot of touch on them. Feathers. I'm just saying.
You got to let the trade land. Him not being ready go, though. That hurts the show.
Because it hurts the show.
Yeah, there's nothing out there.
Let me tell you. Okay, that hurts the show. But let me tell you what's really good for the show. Oh, Trey Lance. I know we haven't seen, but what a quarterback he's going to be. We need to get him on the field, even though he's not ready. Did you see his 90-yard pass in practice 4 months ago? This guy's going to be the next superstar in the end. Oh, that's good for the show. Okay.
That pass to Sherfield gets charged the Rams. Who knows? Chargers in preseason. I thought he was on his way. Remember the 80-yarder?
You mean the 6-yard pass that Debo ran 75 yards with?
No,
If Garoppolo did that.
No.
Oh, you mean the one in practice?
Yeah,
we're not even talking about that.
The preseason game.
We're not talking about that.
Yeah.
We're not talking about preseason either. And you know what, Goo? He's not ready.
And I'm okay with that.
Okay, well, then don't tell me to stop saying it.
You better get ready by week one next season. That there will be no Jimmy here. And this is no Jimmy hate or slander.
By the way.
You don't spend what you spent and have this dude, oh, it'll be your second redshirt season.
Let me tell you what would be worse than not playing Trey Lance.
Give it to me, because I don't think.
Playing Trey Lance, even though you know he's not good. If I would much rather have the 49ers say, you know what, we miscalculated a little bit with this kid. He might get to take a little more time. He may be the Aaron Rodgers model. Okay. It's a good thing we got Jimmy around then, right?
Wow.
Steiny's trashing Trey and Wiseman. No, I'm not. I'm just saying, quit thinking they're going to come in and be superstars in week one, year one. I'm sick of that. Frankly, I'm sick of it. And you know what? You show your naivete and you show your lack of knowledge.
I'm just going to put a
when you
I'm
believe that these first-year players should really come into professional leagues and produce. You expect James Wiseman to produce when he didn't play more than three college games, and you want Trey Lance to be a starting quarterback for a team that you think's a playoff team. Even though he played a Division I AA school, played one game last year, it's like you guys are the problem. You guys are the problem thinking these kids are ready right now. I'm not saying they're going to be a bust. I'm just saying stop saying they're going to be superstars halfway into their rookie years.
Okay, but hold on now. Hold on. We don't need him to be Y.A. Tittle. And the prime example is your boy Jones in New England. He's doing what he's making the proper reads. He's being safe with the ball. He's again, he's not perfect, but football is a beautiful sport, Steiny, to where you don't need the 4th of July with 50,000 touchdowns. You can win a game if your quarterback is perfect. That's all.
Well, he's not.
We don't know that.
We do know that because the coach – Kyle Shanahan.
He hadn't gotten his turn yet, Steiny.
He has gotten his turn, and
when
he's
they didn't
0-1.
Trade Jimmy, this was the plan. It was going to be you watch, you sit, and you learn. As much as I clamored for him. But I don't want you. I just feel like it's unfair that you act like he failed at something to not be able to crack the starting lineup.
Well, he did.
No, but you're saying, hey, Goo, he must not be ready.
He's
we don't
not.
Know that. Okay.
Of course. Okay. If he's ready, why isn't he playing? Because he's not as good as Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay. And I listen.
And you know what? Here's the other thing. I'll tell you what it is. It's got something to do with a passing game. And it's got something to do with he doesn't have good touch. And it's got something to do with he doesn't make the right reads. Because if the 49ers are going to run 40 times a game, to me that says, all right, we're not going to throw it that much. 20, 25 times. And where do we throw it with Jimmy Garoppolo? Well, everybody cries because Jimmy never throws long. He throws intermediate, and he goes 18 for 26 or 17 for 26. And I'll tell you right now, Kyle Shanahan doesn't think that Trey Lance can go 17 for 26.
Well, he went just 15 doesn't. For 29.
Exactly.
In his one start
Thank you.
For 192
You're
yards.
You're making my point. That's 50%.
But my whole thing to you is, Steiny, this was par for the course. When they didn't unload Jimmy, when they drafted Trey, I'm with you. They thought Jimmy was the better option.
Right.
But why are you barking like Trey failed at something? That's a big reach to say, and you could be right. But our eyes have not seen him be stunted or deficient at throwing the ball.
There's a difference between saying that Trey Lance is failing and saying he's not ready.
Well, okay. Well, I
he's
gave you the win for that
ready.
One. And they felt that, and that's why Jimmy.
And if anybody's
failing, quarterback.
If anybody failed, which nobody has yet, it's the Niners, not Trey Lance. Trey Lance is who he is.
29 pass attempts, the one start he got.
And?
That's showing confidence in the – like, he could have completed 28 of 29. My point is they called 29 pass plays, so Kyle is not up there like, oh, this dude's so limited. You know what I mean, Stoney? Like, there's 29. You could have completed 29 for 29, but that wasn't 16 like, ooh, this dude really can't. That's Jimmy Garoppolo-like.
No, it's not. Garoppolo's throwing. What Garoppolo's at
well,
70,
every game different.
At 70% this year. I'm no Jimmy Garoppolo. You know,
but you don't
lover.
Believe he can come back next year, do you?
I don't know. I've got to let
well,
it play
gonna,
out.
Okay.
And I don't know anything about Trey Lance.
The management should get lambasted by fans and anybody else if this kid is not ready to be your starting quarterback next season.
Let me play devil's advocate.
We can even change the name.
Let me play devil's advocate.
Al Pacino.
The 49ers run the table and win a Super Bowl under Jimmy Garoppolo. Okay? And Trey Lance is like, boy, he's just not. He's, you know what? We made a mistake. We drafted Jamarcus Russell. Okay, so what do you do then? Well, then you got to bring Jimmy back. And you got to say to your fan base, we made a mistake with this kid.
Wait, okay.
So what? I mean, not so what. I mean, yeah, it hurts. Of course it does. But you can't double down on your mistake by saying, well, let's play him anyway.
But listen,
even though he's not ready.
I'm not mad at that. But the only thing about Jamarcus and the example you use is he played and failed. We saw it. How is Trey not going to – where is the failing at
because
behind the scenes?
When you have experience as a professional
but
quarterback.
But why did they draft him then?
Because they think he has potential. He does not have it now. He's not ready
so
to quarterback in an NFL game.
So you think this was a 2 to 3 year project?
Maybe that's what it's going to turn out to be. But you'd hoped for the best earlier.
Okay, give me this. If it does turn out to be that, they would catch holy hell. Shanahan and Lynch.
Well, how successful when the San Francisco Giants signed Barry Zito to the worst contract in the history of baseball, nobody cared when they won it in 2010 and he threw five innings. Like, it's like if you're with, like, guess what? As long as the 49ers win, nobody cares about Trey Lance.
But
I'm sorry.
He's your future, Stoney. He's the next 10 to 12.
Well, that may change. Maybe that changes.
14 to 15 years.
Maybe that changes.
Even if they go on this run. Because I was thinking, damn, if they do go on a run.
I would never say that.
But you can't stop, you know, what's next.
I would never say he's going to. We hope he's next. That was the plan. But he's got to earn it. He's got to be good enough to play the position. He's not there yet. Clearly, I got to believe. Let's go to Joe. Joe's in the city. What's up, Joe? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. I think there's some weirdness going on between this Jimmy and Trey thing because I believe, Mr. Pedantic, that words have meaning. So the thing I don't get is I do not believe that holding Trey out till next year, one training camp with the starters, all the people who reported that he didn't get reps with the starters, I do not believe that with the one training camp, Trey's going to be some super guy, some great, fantastic quarterback. So you say he's not good enough. Is he really going to be? It's like Anthony Edwards. He made that huge step into year two because he played a bunch. My personal belief, and no one can talk me out of this, is that Kaya was looking at another crappy sub-500 years, and he said, I don't care what we're going to do. We're going to try to win as much as possible, even if he's marginally better than Trey. So that if he has a good season, then he can sit there and say, look what I did with this quarterback, James, and next year we're going to even be better. But the problem I have is I don't think Trey next year is going to throw for 30 touchdowns and 6 interceptions.
First of all,
and are we going to sit there and say that's, you know?
I appreciate that, Joe. First of all, let's start getting this through your system.
Right.
Not you, Joe. Everybody. Ain't no 49er quarterback throwing for 30 touchdowns if they're going to rush 40 times a game, which is what Kyle Shanahan wants to do. He doesn't want to throw the football, whether it's Trey Lance, whether it's Jimmy Garoppolo, whether it's Sudfeld, whether it's Beathard, whether it's Mullins. He doesn't want to throw the football. So unless you can't, unless you can't stand football, teams that run it, you better find a new team.
Okay.
And a new coach.
What do you prescribe to the people that say he's had a quarterback that almost was headed to the Hall of Fame with Matt Ryan, who could make all the throws, you know, when he had them, and still he was able to do both? They had a prolific offense, and they got to the Super Bowl. My thing to you, Steiny, is I don't think you can put Trey in the Jimmy. The Trey, he's new, but you can't put him under the category of Kyle not having the same confidence in Jimmy than Trey, because he's not a finished product yet.
Right.
And when I see him go spin the number ones that he did,
right,
that tells me, oh, he really thinks this guy's got it.
Right.
So when that manifests, then we'll start seeing, oh, maybe they're not going to run 40 times every game because he's got a guy with an arm. Maybe right
hopefully.
Now. Yeah, all of this is hopefully. But I got to believe we're about to see that next season, for better or worse.
All I know is I can't stand this. You want to praise Kyle Shanahan, not you people, yeah, about the greatness of his quarterback this, quarterback that, but you don't trust him that he knows right now Lance can't play. So what you're really saying is, hey, Kyle, I know I don't go to practice and I know I don't see all the reps, but you're wrong and Trey Lance needs to play. Like, why would you say that?
See, but it's how I feel. And Stoney, I'm not by myself. I honestly believe hit Trey quarterback these 11 games, they could be 6-5.
Why would you even say that? There's no track record of this person.
I watched him.
Like, they might be 11-0. They might be on 11. Who knows?
But, and to you, because it seems like this means nothing to you, Steiny, and it was just a game. Kyler Murray played in the game, and they lost 17-10.
Great job by the defense.
Okay, or they just everything involved. And they had the ball with a chance to tie, Steiny. So my point is, why are you saying that Trey couldn't do anything different or just be average like Jimmy has been?
Because I think he's actually been better than average this year, Jimmy Garoppolo. Especially if you
even during the four-game losing streak?
Well, first of all, he didn't lose one of those games. Your boy did. And secondly, he didn't really lose two of those games because the game was tied at halftime when he went out. I mean, I know you're going to laugh, but he's basically 6-3 because he left a game that was tied, and Trey's really 0-2.
Right. And I'm not – I would never give Jimmy a D-plus or a failing grade for this season, Steiny. But you know what he's been? He's been Jimmy. There's good, there's bad, and it's about when are you going to see it. And the last 3 weeks, he's Jimmy Garoppolo, starting in Chicago, has controlled that. But there's not a game that I come into, hey, Steiny, the Niners got advantage in the quarterback position. I'll never feel that way.
I think a lot of people felt that yesterday. A lot of people say Garoppolo is better than Cousins.
Well, yeah, because Cousins is America's, everybody's, on his, he ain't Dan
think
Marino.
You think people think Trevor Lawrence is better? Not right now.
He's not better than Jimmy.
Okay, and then who was their third win? Oh, against the Rams, who can't beat the 49ers.
Matt Stafford.
Oh, now it's Matt Stafford.
Dude, I was wrong.
It was the MVP.
Well, we can't say wrong, Snotty. I keep it real. I picked the Lakers to represent the West in the finals, the Western Conference. That's not over, but it looks bleak. Memphis bleak. And I also picked the Rams. Dude, what's wrong with
them? They got a get-right game against the Jags this week. They'll be fine.
It's bigger than a get-right game. It's bigger than a week. It's about 5 weeks down the road.
It's a week-to-week league,
the Niners playing at Dallas.
Exactly.
The Niners can beat Dallas. And I could tell you Dallas's roster is more talented, but the way that the Niners run the ball, Steiny, and if Jimmy has an okay day, they can beat Arizona.
Okay. Then why would you play Trey Lance?
Well, it ain't about that. I'm just telling you, you're selling and I'll give this the award. You are selling this kid super duper short.
No, I'm not. I have not said one thing about his career. Not one thing about whether he's going to be good or bad. But it's like, to me, there's no mystery. He's not as good as Garoppolo right now. Otherwise, he'd be playing.
You might be right. But when you say he's not ready, it sounds like you're taking something from him.
Well, too bad he's not. I'm going to keep saying it.
Go ahead.
He's not ready. He's not ready. You drafted a quarterback who's not ready. You drafted a quarterback who's going to take 2 years to develop.
I'll tell you what. You've been around here long enough in sports. You don't spend the draft capital you do for whatever player in whatever sport and keep his ass in the icebox. You better break that Henny out. We drinking.
Let me tell you something.
That,
let me tell you what we don't have enough of in sports is accountability. And what I would love to see, if it comes down to this, is Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch to say, you know what? We blew it. We gave up two first-round draft picks for a guy who stinks.
And if I'm York, hey, you see that?
Oh,
but the handle thing? That's called the door.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
Get out.
Oh, so we're fired right after we've gone to the NFC Championship?
After you saw me that this kid was the next.
Okay.
No. It's a wrap.
Yeah, right. And then that's when Kyle says, no, I didn't sell you. You sold me on the kid.
Oh, the truth comes out. Yeah.
No. Bob's in San Francisco. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, how you doing? It sounds to me like Shanahan is kind of copying his father's method when he was in Denver. Because when you look when he had Robert Griffin III and Kirk Cousins, he used them more in the passing offense as well as Matty Ice. So I think Matt Ryan, in other words. I think what he's doing is just kind of copying the playbook of his father when John Elway, you know, he didn't have to use them that much, and they won two Super Bowls. That seems to be the blueprint right there.
It's a good call, Bob. Hmm. It's a real good call. Because it was a running back.
They had Bobby Freeman. They had Coleman. He was one of them. Freeman, Devontae Freeman is running for the Ravens now. They had a few of them.
5-1-0. Think of 2017, the KC Kansas City Chiefs. They go 10-6 with Alex Smith at quarterback and Mahomes on the bench all year. And then they go to Mahomes the next year. What? That could happen.
Right.
I'm not saying it couldn't happen. What would be wrong with that?
I'm totally with that. But Kansas City didn't do what the Niners did. With the draft pick to move up, Steiny.
You're missing the point there, I think.
But when you move up, that means you know. Steiny, it has to. Nothing is more important in the NFL than a first-round pick.
When they moved up, they didn't know who they were taking. I don't believe so. I think when they traded up, they did not know exactly they were taking Trey Lance.
I've never heard that.
Of course.
Oh, Steiny, I got to believe they were like, Steiny's our dude, we're going in.
I don't
think
so.
You can't go in there doing that, blind faith.
I might be wrong, but I don't think so. I mean, I might be wrong, but I don't think they were dead set on Trey Lance when they moved up to three. I think they were like, well, this is great. And the reason this is great is because we'll have time to look at the three guys who are going to be available, and we can pick our guy. And then during that process, they were like, you know what? This kid's really good. This kid's going to be really good, Trey Lance. It's okay. They've swung and missed on a lot of draft picks.
Oh, no doubt. And that's why this one was like, this is strike three. You can't swing and miss.
Well, yes, you can if you go to the NFC Championship game. You know what I mean?
So
it's kind of like, it's kind of like, let's just say hypothetically, and I'm not saying this, Wiseman's a bust.
Hypothetical. Okay.
A total bust.
Right. Gotcha.
But the Warriors win two titles in the next 3 years.
You're good. You're good.
What's the difference between, other than they moved up to get Trey Lance, what would be the difference if the Niners go to the playoffs two out of the next 3 years with Garoppolo?
If Mac Jones wins a couple Super Bowls.
All right.
And look where I tend to think I know how you think, Steiny. So let's say Mac Jones goes to the AFC Championship. Let's just say he goes to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Is there nothing to see here in Ninerville? Any Niner fan scratch their head and say, we could have had him? Or are they getting there because of the coach, the season coach, the defense, and the kid? Pretty good quarterback, but he's not throwing it around the yard 50 to 60 times a game. I mean, at what point do we stop and determine how much of the pie we're going to give to, and that's why I'm eager to see Trey. You can get it done with different type of game plans, and that's what Kyle's done his whole tenure with Jimmy.
Right, but you're not allowing for the fact that maybe they made a mistake.
No, I told you.
And I'm not saying
they
did.
I'm with you. We're going to find out. That's what excites me, but. I'm just like, man, I watched that Arizona game again. I know you're like, Gude only put up 10 points, but we can't put that all on him. He looked like an NFL quarterback, and they lost 17-10.
He played one game, and he got hurt, too.
Well, he finished the game.
Well, but he was finished then for the next 3 weeks. 888-957-9570. Jump into the conversation. We're having a lot of fun today, to tell you the truth. Seriously.
Somebody said Brandy on a Twitch TV, Steiny spitting, and then it's fire. What, I wish it had my name.
What's her name?
Mm-hmm. It's not. It's I Bundy. I don't know if it's
You said, dude, you said Brandy.
Yeah, well, I messed
that's
up.
It's a big difference, bro.
And where's Lori from Phoenix? Yeah. I was gone a week and I thought of her. She's out there. Call in anytime this week.
Well, not now. We got full lines. We're going to get to them on the other side. I see you all day, Fred, my main man, Word, George. Hey, listen, here's what we want you to do. Download the Odyssey app today. Make sure to check out the Odyssey exclusive stations from hip hop to classic rock and everything in between. All the best stations are curated to fit every occasion and all of your music tastes, brought to you in part by Macy's, Geico, and Coke Zero Sugar.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'm having some fun today.
I missed you, man.
How was your break?
You really want to know?
That's serious.
I went to the gym 2 out of the 5 days I was off with my son, full court.
Nice.
Steiny, one of the dads, drove his son that I watched both sons in the stands with. So now I'm the young dad. I'm performing. It's game point. Steiny, I felt like the air, like I was going to check out. I had to stop the game and go open the glass doors to get air where the weights were. But they didn't know. I said, I'll be right back. Steiny, man, I might have to stick to half court. I came back. We won. Yeah. But dude, I got nervous. When you think your oxygen is gone.
You know what? You're like a lot of athletes. You just don't know when to pack it in. But that's okay.
Like, what if I would have fell out?
Yeah, exactly. Goo, can I?
Oh, and
Goo, let me tell you.
That was old.
I played my last pickup game about 7 years ago. And you know why I finally said enough is enough?
Tell me.
Because I didn't want to be a 50-year-old dude who's blown out a knee and is now wearing one of those iron contraptions from my ankle to my upper thigh.
All right, I feel that.
I mean, I just don't want to. I just don't want
to. Let me give you one more thing.
I just don't want to have to do that.
Let me give you one more thing. Yeah. You know how the young guys, when I pass the ball or I score, thanks, OG, and I want to stop the game. What do you mean, OG? You look older than me. Anyway, dude comes in, grown man, and I'm shooting, we're warming up, and he goes to my son, that's your brother?
Nice. Like,
and I said it to you. I said, there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
How did it make you feel good?
Yeah, anyway. Warriors World, Sheed, he texted me, tweeted me.
Why do you do this to me?
He's our friend and part of the show.
Really?
But
let me guess, he's taking a shot at
Detroit Lance.
Of course he does. Of course he does. And he thinks Wiseman should play 44 minutes a game.
He didn't say that.
All right, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Let's go to, we got some calls here. Let's get it. Let's go to George. George is in Los Altos. What's up, George? How you doing, buddy?
Hi, guys. Steiny, I got to agree with everything you're saying on today's show. I really do. I'll admit I'm a big Jimmy fan. I've always been a big Jimmy fan because he wins more than 75% of the games that he started for us. But I think for sure this year, given the state of our defense, which is not exactly our strong point because our defensive backfield, unfortunately, is a little bit sketchy. The only chance we have to really advance deep into the playoffs is to run the ball around 35 times a game and keep the other team off the field. And I also think that Jimmy has the support of the team. You can just watch the language of the guys when he does something well on the field and the way they rally around him. And I also think that we now finally have an identity because Kyle has finally committed to the fact that Trey Lance is not going to be our quarterback this year, and our quarterback is Jimmy Garoppolo. And I think we're seeing positive results because of that decision.
I like that, George. You're breaking up, but I agree with you. Well, look, here's what's going to happen. All right, it's pretty simple.
Here's what you think is going
to
happen.
No, this will happen because I'll explain it in a way where I can't be wrong. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to quarterback the rest of the season unless he gets hurt.
I agree with that.
Okay. And then next year,
you're gone.
And over the course of the season, Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch are going to decide, well, what are we going to do next year? And that's when they're going to say, well, I don't know. Or they're not going to say, I don't know. They're going to say, well, let's be honest. Trey's not going to be as good as Garoppolo this year. Or, you know what? It's time to put Trey out there. It's time to put Trey out there.
Thank you, Stoney. That's what school I'm in.
Okay, that's what's going to happen.
And it's no shade at Jimmy, but damn it, Stoney, you know. And I'll say this. If, you know, people are talking about, and Lowe said he's auditioning, Jimmy took a team to the Super Bowl. So if I'm a team out there like the Saints and I need a quarterback, I already seen enough from Jimmy. And then you try to be proactive and say, in my system, what can I make him? But they're just – I can't sleep at night thinking that you would redshirt this guy another year.
Well,
I just that to me is admitting then you're right. Then they saw something that gives him cause for pause.
Maybe he stinks.
Did you see that body?
Michael Irvin. Oh boy, Michael Irvin, 4:15. Michael Irvin. He's on with Damon Ratto and Damon and Ratto. Kolsky's in for Damon today. Damon's banged up a little bit.
Well, we got a new variant going on. I'm trying to get the booster. They told me call.
I got my booster last week.
When?
You were gone.
How'd you get it?
I walked into an appointment at 9 in the morning in Hayward, believe it or not.
You went to SkyWest.
I went to that golf.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Of course.
That's right by my pop's house.
Yeah, it's not a golf course.
You were
anymore.
On Whipple Road.
Yes, I was.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you what road I'm not.
Dude, you probably need a wheel alignment.
What's the road? Not Hagenberger. It's kind of got a long name.
What city?
San Leandro. And like
East 14th.
No. It's
Hesperian?
Yes. Hesperian.
Like for
I don't like Hesperian.
Why?
Nothing.
Way too long.
Exactly. Hesperian Boulevard is...
It's been here forever.
I know, but you know what? Here's what
saw my first movie, Star Wars, at the... Anyway, go ahead.
I always feel like when I'm on Hesperian Boulevard, it's like, let's get out of here.
That's E14 for me. That's Hesperian, you out the ways, Donnie.
Big Holby's going to be fine, bro.
Oh, let's go to our main man, Word. Word's in Oakland. What's up, Word? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, fellas? Hi, what's up? I want to help you... help with your blood pressure because Goovy having you boiling over there.
I'm feeling good today, baby.
Well, I want to confirm what you were trying to tell him about. Shanahan said he did say that the plan, when he realized there's 5 potentially good quarterbacks, he wanted to make sure he jumped up in the mix high in the draft so he could get one of them. He didn't say he was looking for one in particular.
Wow.
Maybe he had one in mind, but he did say he wanted to get one of those five. And he also did say that that guy would sit for the year. And I think, you know, because they scout ahead, man. They don't just look at the year that they're drafting. They look ahead, and they probably were like, there's no quarterbacks next year. So if we don't get one of these dudes, when Jimmy's gone next year, we're stuck. Now, look, there's no quarterbacks that anybody's talking about for next year's draft.
You're right.
So it makes great sense that they packed one in early, let Jimmy roll out, you know. Plus, Trey doesn't – I mean, I'm guessing this offense is going to look totally different when Trey is running it. So you're going to have to give him a camp to change, you know, maybe the terminology, maybe the scheme, because he's not running the offense the way Jimmy runs it now.
Right.
It's going to look a lot different. So, you know, you pack him away, you know, and break him out next season, assuming, you know, they can – Jimmy goes, trade, whatever. But it makes perfect sense. And Coach said all of this, but – Guru always comes on after he hears the quote and is like, what do you think he meant, Steiny?
Okay.
And it's like, he just told you.
Hey, okay, real quick, because I respect what you're saying. If you're telling me a bird in a hand is not better than three in a bush, then you're wrong, because you have to have been in love with one of those quarterbacks. I'm not in – I don't come from the school of, oh, there's three of them, we'll be okay with whichever one we get. So, Steiny, to his point –
thanks,
and that
word,
was a little word,
that.
A little drive-by by word, but
well, it was also
no. They
well,
loved also Trey Lance. It wasn't who we could. No, Steiny.
I'm kind of with word on that one. I really am. I don't think when they moved up to three, they were locked into Trey Lance. I don't think it's a big deal because either they were, or they changed their mind at some point, which is what front offices do. I think the one thing you got to work on with Trey Lance is you got to try to get him out of that Juan Marichal windup. That's a problem. Come on, Goo.
Let me read it to you one more time.
How about this one, Goo?
15 to 29.
How about this one, Goo?
192 Goo. Yards.
He's the opposite of Dan Marino.
He's got a windup. That's Wilson has a windup.
Who's the guy? Who's the guy who wound up like this? You know, like you.
Sandy Koufax.
No, like you know how those old pitchers, they took about four
Drysdale.
Seconds to throw.
Yeah,
throw
Marichal.
That's who you're talking about, Juan.
That's what I said first, yeah. Juan Marichal, didn't I?
Nobody heard it. I don't think
so. You don't listen?
That's what Tony did.
I don't think you said it.
Yes, I did.
That's what I'm saying.
I said they got to get rid of his Juan Marichal-like windup.
Oh, you must have said it low. I swear
I didn't
hear
it. First.
I listen to every word.
We'll check the tape.
Yeah, go ahead. Text line will reaffirm that.
Or Twitch TV.
How many we got?
Yeah, it's slow day today.
Oh, no.
No, we got 71.
That's not good enough. That's the kind of number that gets us in trouble.
And I don't know what about you when you say he's not ready me.
I mean, it's not even close. He's not even close to ready.
You don't. You're guessing. It's
I'm
all
baiting.
Good. Yeah, I know.
Actually, I'm not guessing.
Like you can't compare him to Wiseman at all. Like I can understand people being more worried about Wiseman because he played 37 games and it was short. And I still think he's going to be a stud. But, Steiny, this guy quarterbacked a game against the number one seed in the NFC and lost by a touchdown. He's 0-1. Don't put that C out.
He got in at halftime of a tie game and couldn't bring it
home. The defense just wet the bed that second half.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Now the defense cost you, but you don't give any credit to the defense when they
I'll tell you this,
lose a 17-10
game. If this were De La Salle – shout out to
which guy?
Riley going to USC. If this were any football outfit, it would be negligence. Hear me now, that you would deem this guy not ready, and he had one game. So that's how I know there may be warning signs, but you better get that fixed this offseason, Kyle.
It's interesting.
This is your puppy.
I just think it's interesting that all of a sudden Kyle Shanahan doesn't know squat about quarterbacks. I guess he hasn't been assessing Trey Lance this whole season at practice. You know, sometimes you don't get onto the field so that the coach can protect you.
We checked the tape, by the way, Steiny. He did not say Juan Marichal.
Yes, I did.
You want to listen to it?
Yeah, start it all over.
Now you're trolling, Steiny.
He's got a windup. That's
No, it's when I came out and I said the first thing they got to work on, go back further in the tape.
What if you end up being right?
I am right. And usually I just say stuff like, I'm the kind of guy who, if I knew I didn't say it, I would still say I did say it, but I did say it this time. Freddie in Richmond, what do you got? What's up, Freddie?
What's going on, y'all? Appreciate y'all to have me on the show. I just wanted to say that the Niners are going to make the playoffs by default because all them scrub teams behind them are horrible, like the Falcons, the Eagles, the Saints, Carolina. Like, come on now. Like, all the Niners have to do is be consistently on the offense with the run game. Jimmy G is going to be the quarterback for the rest of this year and most likely next year because Trey is a kid. He's not ready. I don't know what the organization was thinking about drafting him in the first place because clearly Matt Jones is looking like he's going to be a consistent starter for the next 10 to 15 years possibly. He probably revamped Belichick's career as a coach because he was looking like a scrub out there. You know, Tom Brady left. But overall, you know, I just think that the Niners should just stay consistent to what they're doing. I pray that Debo is only going to be out maybe a week, possibly shorter than that, maybe none at all. But the Niners will make the playoffs by default because the Rams are cooked.
Tell you what.
Hopefully in the first round we can play the Cowboys. Oh, my God, that would be amazing.
That would be good. Hey, Fred, I'm gonna piggyback on Fred. The Atlanta Falcons stink. They stink.
Yeah.
They're 5-6.
And I'll say it, they stink.
The point differential is minus 103.
The Eagles stink, and everybody was buying their stock. They couldn't even get a touchdown against the Giants yesterday.
That's a stout defense, as you like to say. Let me see what my Eagles are doing.
They went to bed yesterday.
See, I'm a big point differential
guy. Your boy Rieger,
guy.
He needs some stick-up.
I don't play him anymore.
Yeah, I know why. He dropped the ball or hit him right in the face mask.
Man. Sammy. Sammy's in San Mateo. What do you got, Sammy? How you doing, buddy?
Hey there, fellas. I'm a diehard Chiefs fan, first of all, but I just want to chime in. So the Chiefs did move up 17 spots to get Mahomes. Mm. So it is a similar comparison. Then again, it is the 10th overall pick with Mahomes and the 3rd overall, so there is a difference there. But in this league, when you're a head coach that isn't 1,000% secured in your job, you know, you don't want to pass up any opportunity to make the playoffs. So if you think you could do that with Jimmy, which obviously it looks like they can, they know the NFC well. When that run game's going, they could run through any team in the NFC. I don't think as a head coach you would ever take that risk with your job. Put the young kid, if he fails, you know, like you guys were talking about early in the season, if Lance is a complete bust, Shanahan might be out, you know, at the end of this year. So I think for Shanahan, he had to do the smart thing, stick with a team, a playoff team, you know, and then next year take your shot and see what happens.
Appreciate it.
Because I'll say this about that. That was a good call. When they were 2-4, Trey Lance wasn't part of the problem at all. Kyle was in hot water. There was water on the stove, and it was boiling.
Jimmy was kind of banged up at that point. Don't forget that.
Banged up. Everybody's banged up. He was playing, except the one game that he missed.
I know, but he shouldn't have been playing.
Stop. You know what I mean.
Hey, by the way.
There were bigger problems than Trey Lance.
How about this?
A lot of people said you did say it.
You think this is funny? Hey, Lo, what are the odds that Guru's right on this argument?
It's slim to none, and none has left the building.
Oh, wow. I'm down on Low. I'll call him after this.
Why?
Show.
Cut him loose.
The payment plan. Damn.
Yeah,
Lo.
You know what's? I wouldn't like have taken that. I wouldn't have taken that the wrong way.
Well, you got money.
Don't say that.
Well,
that's
you know he what? Didn't say it to you.
You know what?
And then you said, "Oh, my house is when I wake up and see the trees." You know.
I have a tree in my front lawn. It doesn't mean it's a $7 million
house. But on
radio,
it plays different. Yeah.
Oh, you know, please.
You got the Tony Soprano role on to get the
here.
Paper.
I am every man personified.
Hey, Guru, they got some layaway. you can get in.
I am.
Average guy?
I am the average Joe. That's right. Don't put me in this elite category. Dave, City, what's up, Dave? How you doing, man? I'm not complaining about my status.
Yeah, I have a couple things.
But, yeah, go ahead, bud.
This is Dave from City.
Yeah.
What's up, D?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on, buddy. Hurry.
Yeah, I'm calling about one. Yeah, I'm on. Again, Jimmy Garoppolo, you said he's a playoff and all he does is win. How many years have the 49ers made the playoffs? And how many years has he been a quarterback for the 49ers?
About 1 for 4,
yeah,
I think.
Thank you.
But you can't count that year he got hurt early in the season. Was Dave the guy last week that he didn't he take me on about something?
Yeah, he took me. Yeah, he takes us on. I like his calls. Finish, D.
Oh no, you weren't. Wait.
Oh, I wasn't here last
week.
He's
gone.
He comes down. I remember. He goes, Guru, you're just a caller. Remember that back?
He might have called last week when you weren't here.
What
he
I
came down
last
my
week.
Road about something.
Yeah. But yeah, that's his voice. I'll never forget it.
All right. GT wants to talk about Redwood City and Trey Lance's windup. What's going on, GT? How you doing, man?
I'm doing awesome. How you guys doing there?
Dynamite. Hey. All right.
Hey.
I got to come on, GT. I'm going to get you. Come on.
No, he was in the windup, and you went and just tackled him.
No. You know what
sometimes
he did?
Sometimes it's technical.
No, you know
not
what he
with
did?
The guys in the back.
He was looking in, getting the sign, got the sign. Okay. And stepped off. And then did it again.
All right.
So, yeah. Dave was challenging Steiny last week about Klay Thompson coming off the bench. Oh, that's right. Great call, Lobo.
Oh, I missed that.
My man. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you this. This is incredible. Go ahead, Spadone.
No, go ahead. I was gonna say, Dave was very offended by that notion, which probably might happen, it looks like.
Yeah, we'll see. So I'm playing golf on Sunday. I think his name was John. Oh, gosh, I remember. So, we're finishing up the round, and I'm saying goodbye to my buddy. I can't remember who I played with that day, Aaron. I'm like, all right, Aaron. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it for setting up the round again. You're the man. And a dude across the parking lot goes, Steiny? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, thanks for listening, man. I appreciate it. And he's like, yeah, no problem, man, no problem. He goes, actually, I didn't recognize your voice. I noticed your window was broken in the back of your vault. Yeah, he did.
That's an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. No way, Steiny.
He said, I saw the broken window in the back of your vault.
Have you got it fixed? Or who fixed it?
No, I don't know what I'm going to do.
What do you mean, no? It's still open?
Well, it's not the big window. It's that little triangular window.
It's still a window to your car.
Yeah, but it's hard. I mean, it is.
What if something flies in there?
Like what?
A bird? A seagull? Make a nest up under the... I don't know what movies I've been watching, but yeah, anything could get in there.
No, come on. Right. Yeah, I know. Anybody does get in there. It's been broke. It's, whether that window's broke or not, trust me, I got the easiest car. Like, you know why I don't want to fix this? Like, okay, you know what? Somebody give me some help on this.
I love you for not fixing it. I was thinking, like, what a maverick.
I'm distracted. But anyway, I don't want to get it fixed. Because you know what? Wow. The window will get kicked in one more time, I'm sure, before I return the car on December 23rd.
You got to find who's doing it. Maybe I'll help. I'll make some calls to the
union. It's
some
guy.
My guy's in the union, Donnie. Maybe a neighbor?
No.
All right.
Because
you never know.
You know what?
If it keeps happening, that's a message.
4 minutes.
Oh, wow.
I think they're just jealous about that tree you got in your front lawn, Steiny.
It's a nice...
I pitched it in the backyard.
It got red leaves. What are those trees?
Redwood.
No.
Cherry tree?
I kind of look...
Cypress?
It might be a cherry.
Pine?
Eucalyptus?
No, it's the kind where it looks like a...
Maple?
Looks like a nice, deep...
Oak?
Red.
Yeah, I'd go with
a willow?
We got... No.
Let us know tomorrow.
Yeah, Paul?
That's the missus.
We got one more guy, but he wants to talk about the Cowboys.
Bring him on.
He's talking about
the Raiders.
Jeffson, Bogalusa, Louisiana. Prove it.
Hey, how you guys doing? Steiny Guru, enjoy the show. I'm usually listening to it on my way to work.
Sweet.
What's up, baby?
I just want to ask Guru a question about the Cowboys. They play on Thursday, and the coach is out, and the Saints are going to be banged up a little bit. I just want to get his take on it. I'll take it off the line. Thanks.
Well, the coach being out, first of all, we want McCarthy to beat COVID. But that'll be a help, Donnie. They ain't going to lose. The players, Amari Cooper coming back, CeeDee Lamb, they'll be ready. The coach will not be a big loss.
Who do they play?
the Saints.
That's going to be the interim. Is it going to be Dan Quinn?
That's what they're saying. They haven't named it yet, but you got to think he's got the
Dan Quinn has a lot of success in Louisiana.
Well, they got eight cases, and they've only named one. What if Dan Quinn is one of the other seven?
Jason Garrett's available.
Oh, that was a good one. He got fired.
I know, by the New York Giants.
Yeah.
Right.
He was a fall guy. Lee Majors.
Well, look, they've rallied.
Gettleman. That's who you need to fire.
Look at that offense, what they did after they fired Jason Garrett. They're 1-0.
They won a game. Won because of offense, though.
Oh, man.
Who was that? Was a plant call.
Which one?
The Louisiana Cowboy guy.
I mean, is there even a Bogalusa?
No, there is.
Louisiana?
There is.
Where's that? Come on.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
I just hate your hating on Trey.
I'm not hating on him.
Like, when I drive home, I'm a... Like, you're right, don't say that.
He's a kid. All right, he's a kid.
Well, next year it'll be his show.
See, I don't think it's fair that you say I'm hating on Trey Lance.
But when you say someone's not ready,
he's not
subliminal.
Ready.
And he went 17-10.
Here, let me ask you a question.
Yeah. Go ahead. Write it.
When you were calling in,
yep.
All right, and there were rumblings about could this guy get
there early? Were never any rumblings.
That's you know why? Because you weren't ready. You weren't ready. Then you became ready, and you took off. But you weren't ready early. I don't like to be – you weren't ready.
Right, but I wasn't calling. I had no aspirations. Ready. It was the craft, the beauty of talking sports. And then they had a contest. But that was a horrible one. But I hear you, Stoney.
Yeah.
Don't – hey, who was the guy? Who was it, Mo? Oh, they wanted any of the three. Hell no.
No,
they made this move because they identified their guy.
I disagree.
But
we can agree to disagree. How much we got here, Spino?
40 seconds.
Think about what you're saying.
Think about what you're saying.
Kolsky in for Damon.
So basically, you're saying that Kyle lied when he said we had five guys to evaluate once we moved up to three.
Well, don't make the move until you identify who you want to marry.
Well, if they not, think,
oh, I'm going to the club. There's going to be 50 to choose from.
Well, what if you're on like the Bachelorette and it's like there's five women there and it's like they all got great assets, but you got to figure out which is the best.
Who's got the best personality? I've been watching that.
By the way,
dude,
Trey Lance, no personality at all.
He hadn't played but one game.
I know. Yeah. I'm just kidding. All right. Did you guys even talk about the Warriors? No, not today. They play the Suns
we
tomorrow.
Did talk,
we'll get into
I don't
them.
Like that on our ledger. We did talk
about it.
Yeah,
we talked about it. All right. Michael Irvin, 4:15. Don't go anywhere. Damon and Ratto next. Kolsky in for Damon.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry about it, 49er fans. He's just not ready yet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.